A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 345, the three things you need to know this hour first.
The father of Gabby Petito makes a nationwide plea for any information on his daughter's whereabouts. He says bringing her home is the only thing that matters to him. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, 15 more people have died from COVID-19 in Utah. Utah is reporting nearly 1,900 new cases with 582 people currently hospitalized. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a stalled vehicle affecting traffic in Weber County, eastbound 12th Street at Wall Avenue in the center lane of traffic. An accident 33rd South, 3rd East in South Salt Lake, and an auto pedestrian crash 3600 West, 3500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's warm out there, sunshine 87. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
84 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
Lawyer Alex Murdaugh surrendered to face insurance fraud and other charges.
If he does leave the
South Carolina State Police say he arranged to have himself shot in the head so that his son would get a $10 million life insurance payout. The CDC says there were 2,000 COVID-19 deaths overnight. That's the highest single-day total in nearly 7 months. The White House is standing by its recommendation for COVID-19 booster shots. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
That continues to be what we have conveyed since then. Right now, where the process is yesterday there was data provided by the FDA that will be analyzed, and the next step is next week. ACIP is planning to meet, and based on the recommendation, we're prepared to operationalize our plan.
The White House has a rollout date of September 20th. An FDA advisory committee will vote tomorrow on Pfizer's booster. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow was down and the NASDAQ was up. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. We've been focusing heavily on the disappearance of Gabby Petito this week, but there are other women still missing across the country, many of them indigenous. Tapahi Inventive Design Manager partner Eugene Tapahi is joined Dave and Dujanovic this morning to talk about the plight of indigenous people.
You know, it's difficult for Native people to sit back and see how much publicity a non-Native girl gets when she's missing, even if it's less than 24 hours, how much, you know, interest there is to find that person. And when there's a Native girl missing, we have to wait, you know, 24 hours. We have to wait 48 hours. We have to wait until the police say it's okay for us to do a missing persons report. And you just wonder why it's that way.
Tapahi says there's only one solution to the problem.
All women and girls are all treated equally in the sense of that they are all, you know, precious and, you know, life givers and sacred, that they all should be treated that way. And if someone's missing, they should be looked for. It shouldn't be, oh, okay, well, you're Native, so let's wait for something else to happen first. Or, you know, it shouldn't have to be that point of, oh, okay, well, you're from the reservation, or you're from this sort of town, or you're from this area. You know, that those things shouldn't be a concern of why we should not be looking for somebody. I think in the news, it's the same thing. The news, I know, I've been a journalist before, and it's the same thing. You sensationalize, you want those big stories. And a lot of times, you know, it's a bigger story if it's a non-Native, you know, that's missing that you want to cover instead of it being a Native person. So I think all those stereotypes and the way we've been dealing with things throughout history, I mean, even like colonization and everything that's going on with Native people these days, I mean, if we could put all that aside and just say, hey, you know, women are missing. Let's find them.
You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth KSL News Time 349. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Southbounders on I-15 in Salt Lake County. We do have it getting a little busy as you're going from Murray to Sandy, and that's mostly between 5300 and 90th South. After that, you've got a very good drive all the way through Utah County. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, not bad. Traffic a little busy as you're going eastbound I-80 from Bankerter Highway over to the West Belt. Steve?
Well, traffic just a bit thick and slow in spots on Saffron Foothill Drive right now between 17th and I-80. Northbound 15 getting busier in Davis County. Now at the Layton Parkway, you're going to see delays up into Clearfield, plus a stalled vehicle on eastbound 12th Street at Wall Avenue in Ogden with the center lane closed. Take control of your financial future at the Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 8th, in person and online. Limited seating available. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here with a look at the next 7 days.
Colder weather coming away here soon, but not today. 87 is going to be the high today with lots of sunshine. It's a warm one out there. Tomorrow, more of the same. Sunny skies up to 87. And partly cloudy skies on Saturday, we're up to 86. Winds pick up Sunday. Sunshine, we're up to 83. And then it's a big cool down Monday. The high only 64. Rain showers and mountain snow showers that day. 63. That's going to be it for the high on Tuesday with sunshine. Lows in the 40s, by the way, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday's high sunshine. Only 72. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
I've dropped 92 pounds in 18 weeks using the Soda Weight Loss System. 5.2 pounds of fat weight, not muscle. I'll tell you what, you want to change your life, start by eating. The Soda Weight Loss Program is great in giving you a nutritional program to help you lose those bad pounds, maintain the lean muscle. And then there's a maintenance program that you get at the end. So it's a great way. There's so many benefits from this. My mood's different. I sleep better. I feel better.
Since I've started the program, I'm down 75 myself. And it's just been, look, the feeling that you have when you can make that that change in your life, it's just emotionally, physically, all the things are just a lot better. So why don't you start by going to SotaWeightLoss.com. It's S-O-T-A, SotaWeightLoss.com. And you can have the results that Scott and I have been having. Guys will drop weight 3 to 5 pounds per week on average. Women, 2 to 3 pounds per week on average. And that's the average. So you're better than average. Come on, give them a call. SotaWeightLoss.com.
Did you know that health and energy begin in the mouth? And the last I checked, chewing your food isn't a luxury. That's why at Grandpa's Dental, they make oral health care affordable so that you can get the treatment you deserve. At Grandpa's Dental, their crowns and dentures are all done in-house. And their prices? Well, their crowns start at $4.99. Missing a tooth? Implants are $14.99 with the crown. Dentures starting at $5.49. And if you have several missing teeth and are looking for an all-on-four dental implant solution, they're offering a 25% discount. See, at the end of the day, it's not just about a beautiful smile, but that your oral health is taken care of. Because they live by Grandpa's words, that health and energy begin in the mouth. So they'll see you soon at Grandpa's Dental in Orem or Murray. Make sure you schedule your free consultation at GrandpasDental.com. That's GrandpasDental.com.
UCCU is delivering HELOCs with a 6-month low rate of only 0.99% in record time.
At UCCU, every home equity line of credit comes with no closing costs, no fees, and an automated appraisal that delivers low-rate HELOCs in record time.
That means right now you can open a UCCU HELOC for less than 1% fixed APR for 6 months and 3.5% variable APR thereafter.
I don't know why I waited so long to get my HELOC because it has given me a peace of mind. I used it to pay off a high interest rate credit card, but people get a HELOC to do some home repairs or...
Yeah, and you don't have to use it at all if you don't need it right now. And if you already have a HELOC from another financial institution, transfer it to UCCU. Like we said, there are no transfer fees, and UCCU makes it easy to transfer higher interest balances from other lenders.
Just fill out an easy application right from your phone or computer to open a UCCU HELOC.
Low rates, no fees, faster than ever. UCCU, love where you bank.
Police can't find a missing traveler through Utah without help.
We don't know what Brian knows. He needs to talk to us.
Gabby Petito is lost, missing.
Who knows?
Last seen after coming through Utah.
And then...
vanishing. We're updating this story and asking the hard questions at KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
KSL News Time 3:55. We are watching Utah's money. Southwest is offering a bonus to employees for getting vaccinated. CNBC reports the airline will give 16 hours of pay to get the shot. KSL Drives or KSL Flies, Rolls-Royce successfully tested its new fully electric airplane this week. CNBC reports the Spirit of Innovation flew for about 15 minutes over Britain. Bidding wars aren't just for the buyers anymore. The Motley Fool reports people trying to rent apartments are having to throw down bigger deposits or even offer to pay more each month for rent. On Wall Street today, the Dow dipped 63 points to end at 34,751. The S&P lost 6 points. The NASDAQ gained 20 points. KSL News Time, 3:56. And it's time for Cougar Tracks. It's brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's Mitch Harper.
After a big win like the one BYU football had this past Saturday over rival Utah, you have to wonder, will the Cougars have a letdown this week? Number 19 Arizona State rolls into Provo for the first time since 1998. They pose a ton of challenges for BYU. If the Cougars want their third straight win over a Pac-12 South team, they'll need to be dialed in like they were against the Utes.
Let's have that same type of mindset, that same type of focus, and that same type of intensity that we had coming into the practices and into our meetings, and let's duplicate it. Because I think it was nice that the players had that opportunity to do that and saw the success that we had from it. And so let's try to have that same type of preparation, which Lavelle Edwards was really big on.
BYU and Arizona State kick off at 8:15 p.m. Saturday night, and pregame begins at 6 here on KSL. And for previews of the matchup, subscribe to my podcast, Cougar Tracks, on kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.